probably a lot more information about that particular show that could be found online.
You know, the hardest part of doing that show?
What's that, sir?
Is figuring out how to dress.
Oh, yeah, 'cause if it's going to be outside, oh, geez. Yeah, I'm telling you, that's going to be...
At the start of the day, it's like, oh, I can dress like this. And then by the time you play, like, no, I can't dress like
this. No. Yeah, and then on the 24th of March, we're going to be back up in the Saginaw area at the Hamilton Street Pub with the Future Leaders of the World. That should be a lot of fun. March 26th, we're going to be doing some more radio stuff with Alien X and Vinny the Alien there on Alien X Radio.
Vinny.
Yes. March 31st, we are at the Maidstone Theater with a Smash Concerts production, and it'll be our second time back there over in Ypsilanti where the Maidstone is located. And then April 22nd, looks like we're back at the Maidstone again for another event. And April 29th, we're going to be at the Michigan Music Festival at the Crowfoot, and that's in Pontiac, Michigan. And then May 21st, we're going to be at the Faith Christian Assembly in Melvindale, Michigan, I believe it is, for the Blessing of the Bikes and the Muscle Cars. And we were with them last summer. It was a really good time. We played outside in the parking lot. They had a nice stage set up, and then afterwards, they had a drive-in movie kind
of
thing.
Yeah, that was
really
a lot
cool.
of fun. Actually.
It was a blast. Yeah. So kind of busy over the next few weeks, definitely at least through the month of March, and then that's what we have thus far into April, and then you know looking into the beginning of summer there, we've got the May 21st, and you can always keep up to date with what's going on with us by going to the KennyHillGroup.net website, and that's got all our information there.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you'll be kept off the streets then.
Somewhat. We're going to need the streets to get to where we're going, but you never know what that's going to entail. But, you know.
This is true.
For the most part. Yes,
anything
sir.
Can happen.
Yeah.
And usually does.
Yep.
You're listening to the station Making Waves, WHFR Dearborn.
All right. Let's do another one.
All right. This next one is called Johnny Sacco and His Flying Robots.
Ah, I remember that.
Thank you.
All right. WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the Kenny Hill Group. So which one of you is a fan, or is it all three of you?
Oh, I'm a huge, huge, huge fan.
Yeah?
Huge, yeah. I didn't even realize how much of a fan I was till that song was actually recorded and finished, and then listening back to it, because it actually used to be entitled Something Else.
Mm-hmm.
And once I heard the new chorus, I was like, wow, that I couldn't think of anything else but Johnny Sacco and his flying robot. And I used to watch it as a kid. I mean, every single day it was on.
Yeah,
it was on Channel 20, and it was on, well, I think it was like 4:30 or 5 or something, man. It's
right,
like,
after school.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, before the news came on.
Yeah, definitely before the news came on. Between Johnny Sacco and Ultraman, I mean, geez. And then, of course, Monster Week on Channel 7 Movie of the Week kind
Godzilla
of thing.
Godzilla.
Oh, geez. Yes. Just the afternoon movie at 4:30. That was always a blast.
Where is that gone?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Well,
You know, you can't have kids come home after school and have quality programming anymore.
No. He,
and I'm not saying that that was Shakespeare or anything, but at least it was something that could entertain the children.
It was a lot of fun.
You can't even get them off their phones and off their computers anymore.
Yeah. So I guess the point would be moot, but you know what I mean. It's all like talk shows and just reality shows and just plain crap.
And even the kids shows, all the stuff that you know, that they have for the kids these days is very, very lacking of imagination. It's just all drama. And no real stuff to stimulate the imagination.
Like H.R. Puffin stuff.
Yeah, that was awesome. Witchy Poo and that was great. And as well as influence back then was also the Banana Splits, man. You remember
there
the
you
Banana
go.
Splits?
Yes.
That was great.
The
Monkees. The Monkees, yes. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, just so many different things that I've always been a big fan of sci-fi, and before I was playing guitar, before I started playing guitar, I actually thought seriously about being a movie model miniature builder. And I saw Star Wars, and my mom took my brother and I to see Star Wars in 1977 when it came out. And I mean, oh my God, from that point on, it was just Star Wars. It was just all about sci-fi. And somehow sci-fi and weird guitar players go together for some reason. You know, I understand Hendrix was a huge fan of sci-fi as well. And there's a lot of cats
out like
there.
Steve Vai.
Absolutely. Vai's a big into the sci-fi kind of thing as well, and the whole, I think it's the whole idea of the transcending this current state, you know, and the way things are, and trying to transcend out of the conflict and all the issues and the things that people have and all the politics and all the bureaucracy and all the, you know, it's just it's such a drag, you know. I mean, it's just in our whole way that we do things as far as like how to make money and all that, just it can be a real drag.
A real downer.
Yeah, it's a downer. Yeah.
Too much stress involved too.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of an escape. The whole sci-fi thing is probably more of an escape, where you can, you know, not think about that for a minute. Mm-hmm. And you know, we try and do something like that, you know, with the music. And you know, when we perform a lot of the stuff live, it seems to really make people happy. And there hasn't been one occasion that we've ever played out where we didn't have at least one person come up to us and tell us how much they really dug what we were doing, and you know, how it affected them in a positive way. And that just is such a...
That's wonderful.
It is. You know, and it, you know, if we can leave this world a little bit better than what we found it, I think then we did our job, you know, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. Good luck having the youth of today do that.
There's still hope.
You
know, and as long as, you know, we've got people that are trying to, you know, still trying to set an example, and, you know, still trying to put some kind of, you know, different ideals out there, and something beyond just, you know, what is concrete and what is on paper, you know. You know, the whole issue, like with religion and all that, you know, it's just, it's kind of sad, because on one hand, I understand, you know, the time that we live in and all the things. And on the other hand, though, there's so many things that just can't be answered, as far as, you know, what I like to consider or would refer to as spiritual things, you know. And I used to be kind of religious, I guess you could say. And I consider myself a bit more spiritual than religious these days, as I think a lot of people do. And there's just something to that. And there's some type of solace in that somehow. And, you know, it kind of, you know, and like talking to some of the college kids today, the younger crowd, and probably some of the people within our listening audience today, you know, they'd want to sit and debate. It's like, well, it's environmental, and, you know, it's the way they were raised, and you're raised with those ideals and the belief in those myths and all that. But you know what? There's still a lot of stuff you can't explain that takes place in our everyday, you know, everyday, certain things. And then, you know, they'll try and rational away with math. You know, it's just a matter of random numbers, and eventually this is going to happen because of so many blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know what? If that's what it takes for you to be happy, then that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be all that concrete for me. You know what I'm saying?
Nature is too unpredictable.
In and of itself, you know, yeah. Nature is, I mean, you know, sure, we got the seasons, but that's a great example. Look at Michigan weather. How predictable
right
is
now,
that? Crazy,
you know?
February. Explain,
I mean,
that.
Yeah.
You know?
Like somebody thinks that man caused what's happening in the last 2 months.
Sure. Well,
that's ridiculous.
There's the conspiracists out there that's like, you know, that believe like the HAARP. There's actually three of them, actually. The HAARP headquarters there in, a lot of people are probably familiar with that. In Alaska, it's a giant antenna. It's a giant microwave antenna that's been there since like the early 70s. And there's supposed to be a couple other ones in differently strategically located places in the world. And, you know, and that supposedly, you know, have blown holes in the ozone and things like, I don't know. Maybe it did. Maybe it didn't. Maybe it does affect the weather. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. You know, I know that if they could control it, I know that they would, I think, you know, because there's advantages to that. There's military advantages to controlling the weather. And I would imagine, you know, it's like, well, let's cause a windstorm or rainstorm, you know, before or whatever, you know. But I'm rambling. I'm sorry. But
I was just about to say, how did we get here?
Yeah, I have a tendency of doing that.
And it gets worse when you get older, isn't it?
Yeah, the mind just wanders. It does, yeah.
We were on an environmental point there, or nature is unpredictable kind of thing.
Yeah, you know? But we started out with Johnny Sacco.
Yes,
and we just kind of.
But science fiction, science facts. So in my little peanut brain, I can kind of tie it all together. So,
all right, why don't we do another song?
Okay. This is our first single that was released back in October, and a matter of fact, I should probably mention that we got a second single out. The Johnny Sacco and his flying robot is available can I say the sources that's available at?
Oh, sure. Right. Just not dollar amounts.
No, of course not. but you can find it on, at CD Baby and any places that you find your, music online and purchase it. And, we do encourage purchasing music as opposed to not purchasing it because, you know, artists deserve to get paid for their work, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
And, but this is the first single that we did and released it back in October. And we've got a video for it. You can find that on YouTube. It's called Bridges Burning. And I hope you guys dig it. I'm
WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J, Kenny Hill Group, Burning Bridges, their latest single, so to speak. All right. I guess since we spent a little bit more time talking earlier, why don't we just keep it going? We want to squeeze those other four in, right?
Sure, we could do that. This is called Grind. We'll be right back.
right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the Kenny Hill Group.
Hey,
how's it going?
Going good. How about you, gentlemen?
Doing fine.
That's great. Having a good time?
It's not work.
Yeah. Okay. So I know this is kind of redundant for us, but if you want to, you know, just talk a little bit about how you guys got together, started playing, how long you've been playing, et cetera, you know?
Oh, geez. Well, let's see. This coming August will be about 37 years I've been playing. Started 1980. Yep.
Okay.
And yeah, you know, it's been an interesting journey. And continues to be an interesting journey. And you never know what you're going to encounter from day to day, from gig to gig.
That's right.
And yeah.
It's half the fun.
Oh yeah, and this is definitely no exception. You know, we're having a blast, having a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. And go ahead, JJ.
This past Christmas was 34 years for me playing. My parents, when I was 15, helped me buy my first guitar.
Yeah.
And a little junky little amp to make noise through. And that was the first year. That's all I did was make noise. So I don't really count that. I've been telling everybody that story for 34 years now. So all I did was drive them crazy. So I don't. First time I learned my very first song, I was 16 years old at a party I was probably not supposed to be at. And
but we can talk about it now. It's, oh yeah, statute of limitations.
My best friend is still my best friend to this day. Taught me the Stray Cat Strut.
Oh wow!
Back in that, what is that, 1981 or 82 or something? Yeah, like
damn
that,
close.
You know,
yeah. It came out in 79, but yeah.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't directly when that.
Right.
Do. So something nice and simple for me to learn how to play, and then I've been hooked ever since.
Right on.
So. There you go.
Yes, sir. And we've been together jamming as a band for just, about a year and a half now?
Yep. 18 months, yeah.
Yep. And I don't know if Paulie's in the mood to talk about, you know, his musical endeavors or whatnot there, but.
We're getting the silent
treatment.
I guess
not. Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody asked me anything, so.
Well, he asked all three of us to,
how long
you know,
been playing
talk about
and all
music
that.
And stuff.
I started playing in 1987 and been playing ever since. Been in previous projects, toured the United States, played in front of, the biggest crowd I ever played in front of was 6,000. Smallest crowd I ever played in front of was probably about 50. Played every state throughout the United States that you can think of. Had a blast doing it. And still having a blast to this day playing drums. I love drums.
That's great. So it was always the drums for you then?
Actually, before 87, I was a singer.
Okay.
And I sang for a little while, and believe it or not, I was just one of those guys that didn't want to be in the front, didn't want the spotlight, didn't want everybody to look at me, and didn't really care for it.
Perfect. Play the drums.
Yes, play the drums and provide the backbone and the groove of the entire band.
And if the guitarist and bass player and singer are in the right spot, they can't even hardly see you, right?
Exactly.
Or even hear you today.
Depending. All right. Cool. All right, let's do another one.
Okie dokie.
This one's called So Many Things.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
tricked me that time. All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Almost thought you were going into another song, and I'm like, oh. That's cool, though. I like that ending. That's great.
Right on. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah. All right. We have the Kenny Hill Group in the studio.
Hiya, hiya, hiya.
Yeah. All right.
Over day.
Oh, yeah. Remember that, too.
Oh, yeah. Another, I don't know if we want to talk about it, but yeah, definitely.
Blast from the past.
The Ghoul
was
awesome.
Yeah. Yep. All right, I'm looking at the clock. I guess we should keep it going. We're going to get two more in there?
Yes, sir. We got a couple more to do. This next one is something that we're just kind of recently reintroducing into the sets called Suspended Sixth. Thank you.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Live from Studio J with the Kenny Hill Group, Suspended Sixth.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right.
Of course. Speaking of making waves, we're going to do this last song. It's called The Sea of Forgetfulness.
All righty. And one more time, I guess, real quick. Let's just talk about the show coming up Monday.
Monday, we're going to be at the Token Lounge, March 6th, with Yuli John Roth, one of the original members of the Scorpions, an amazing, amazing guitar player, and really looking forward to that. And check out the KennyHillGroup.net for all the other upcoming dates in and around the area and around the state.
WHFR, Dear. All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. As you probably figured out, that was a pre-record. That actually goes back to March. We had a last-minute cancellation due to illness in the lead singer. So that's how showbiz goes sometimes. I'm going to queue up something to put on now because it's been a long day and I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. Next week will be way better. Hard to believe, like, how much difference it makes. Just being gone for like 2 or 3 weeks, and you're like, wow, I got rusty in that short a time. But it does happen. All right, let's see. Ah, let's do some Laura Mendoza. She was on last week for part of an interview. She was part of the Garage Punk review that happened at the Tangent Gallery. So let's do that. I'm going to remind you at 6 that you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Again, this is another pre-recorded set from Live from Studio J. And it's Laura Mendoza of the band White Shag. So enjoy.
You rock very hard.
Yes. Yes, it was.
I love doing the Whitney because we get to do two sets.
Yes.
And the first set we do is, all acoustic, and we do stuff in Spanish.
Okay.
And then we come out and we totally rock out like a second set. Uh-huh. Full on, you know. So that's really fun. And everybody's riled up and had a few drinks by then, so that's really
Yeah. Always helps, right?
Yeah.
So it looks like you're going to be doing a little bit of that today, of course, you know?
Yeah, I have a lot of Spanish stuff that I've brought. I did bring some of my own material as well.
Yeah.
Just a couple songs, so we'll probably touch on that. And then there's a little cover that I learned that I just heard the other day on, and I have to thank Andalusi for playing it on 101.9 the other day.
Okay.
Yes, it was a really, really beautiful song, and I fell in love with it. So okay. I decided I was going to bring it here today.
Sure. And by the way, Sean Blackman says hi.
Tell him I said hi.
Yeah. I spoke with him on the phone on the radio at 4:15, and he was talking about his Latin dance party coming up next week at the Garden Theater.
Oh, that's great. Good for him. He's such a good guy.
Yeah. And then I told him, he's like, well, I got Laura playing, you know, at 5 o'clock. I'm like, oh, cool, you know.
Yeah. And I can't hear, by the way.
Oh, you can't?
I'm just teasing you.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. So, all right. I'm looking forward to it. Lots of great music. We're going to start out with a track called, looks like, Toro Mata?
Yes, it's Toro Mata. It's actually Afro-Peruvian traditional folk music from Peru. This song is... I really love this song because of the passion that they sing this with, the certain style of music called lendo. It's my favorite style probably of Latin American music.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, I lived in Santiago, Chile for 7 years. My mother was Chilean.
Okay.
She's passed since, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Okay.
this song is very powerful. And I learned it when I was in college at school in Chile, and I've just never forgotten it. So here we go.
All right, let's do it.
Por matar rumbandero ahí a por matar
WHFR Dearborn. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. Laura Mendoza from White Shag doing a solo performance for us from 5 to 6. All right. So
you can tell there's a lot of passion in that style of music, and that's really what I enjoy about it.
A lot of feeling, yes, definitely. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
For sure. So what do you want me to play next?
I don't know. I'd like it all.
Well, let's do something else in Spanish. What do I have on the list there for you? Because I have a different list over here.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. It's kind of a little bit hard to read, but
No hay perdón.
Okay.
It means there is no pardon. There is no forgiveness.
You know,
there's no forgiveness is what it's called.
Yeah, I took Spanish in college, and I could never do those rolling R's. I tried my very best.
You have to pretend they're like a D almost. Like, pero. Yeah. And that will help you. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good little tip there. I used to give Spanish lessons, and I used to have actually some students who I gave Spanish lessons or singing lessons to in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Because they wanted to practice their Spanish.
Right.
And they wanted to learn how to sing, so...
So they got two for the price of one.
No, not for the price of one.
Well,
I did give them a deal, though.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Of course. All right, so this song is called No Hay Perdón. It's by a band called Go Betty Go, and they are actually a very strong female punk group out of L.A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they do some stuff in Spanish, too. I think they're around, like, you know, like the mid-2000s. Is when they were putting out stuff. But this is a really great... I kind of changed it up a little bit, though, to how
sure.
they really play it, so...
Sure.